Bloom by Coprime. Rating: explicit. Archive warning: no archive warnings apply. Fandom: Daredevil TV. Relationship: Matt Murdock / Foggy Nelson. Additional tags: plot what plot, point of view Matt Murdock, top Matt Murdock, bottom Foggy Nelson, fluffy smut, sex dream, anal sex, and getting together. Summary: Matt and Foggy have a drunken sway together, and then a dream comes true. Notes: The beginning of this fic was written by Ink for Human Hands, who graciously let me adopt his whip and bring it to fruition. Thank you, and I hope I did your idea justice. I had a dream about you, Foggy mumbled drunkenly into Matt's shoulder in the back seat of their late-night taxi. Anyone else and they wouldn't have been able to hear it. Matt tilted his head back as he laughed. You were asleep all of 5 seconds. Did you count them? What? The seconds. No, but... Ha! The prosecution rests, Foggy said all too loudly. Matt shushed him the best way his alcohol-saturated brain could figure out at the moment. He pressed a finger to Foggy's lips in the classic gesture. Foggy's heartbeat pulsated through it in a way that was both intimate and very, very dangerous. There was a moment of absolute stillness that could not be contradicted by the cab's shuddering dance over the potholes of the city. Matt's face hovered above where Foggy's was turned up towards him. Suddenly, it felt like everything. Tonight, with its drinking and laughing together, and now a shared ride home, but also all the years they'd known each other. Everything had been leading up to this. And then the taxi jolted to a halt, and Matt's chin crashed unceremoniously downward onto Foggy's brow. In the aftermath, Matt issued increasingly flowery apologies, while Foggy mostly giggled between exaggerated complaints. And they somehow tumbled out of the car no worse for the wear. They tripped up the stairs arm in arm to Matt's apartment, Foggy intermittently breaking out into the chorus of some recent pop hit Matt didn't know the name of, with Matt elbowing him to shut up. They finally made it inside, breathless, and collapsed onto the sofa. His mind already reliving the chain of events, prefacing the moment where he almost, but didn't, kiss his best friend, Matt asked, "So, what happened in the dream?" He needed to know, even if the dream had been mundane. It was important because of what it had almost led to. "I don't know if I can tell you," Foggy said, still a little out of breath from the stairs. Matt felt him pull back like he was waiting for his response. "No," Matt breathed. "I want to know." Foggy's face veered slightly closer again. "I can show you, if you like." He placed a telling hand on Matt's thigh, the curve of his fingers reaching too intimately down Matt's inner thigh to mistake what sort of dream Foggy had had. The warmth of Foggy's hand bled through the fabric of Matt's pants down to his skin. Matt shivered. "Yeah, I think I'd like that." He licked his lips, sweet anticipation curling in his stomach. "Oh. Okay," Foggy stammered, sounding a little surprised. He fixed his posture like he was gathering his courage. A beat, a second's deliberation, and then he moved. He swung a bent leg over and to the side of Matt's lap and sat down there, straddling him. And, oh, was all Matt had to offer, soft and reverent. This close, with Foggy's soft weight in his lap, even if Foggy's 5 seconds of dreaming had gone no further, Matt could never consider it mundane. This is fine, right, Foggy checked. Matt nodded so enthusiastically the motion knocked his glasses askew. Foggy slipped them the rest of the way off his face for him and gently placed them on the side table. Foggy paused, contemplating, soft in his stillness, and Matt waited for him. As Foggy stared at Matt, Matt cataloged Foggy in turn, the nervous pant of his beer-soaked breath, and the flush of heat in his cheeks. Matt wondered if Foggy could read the nervousness on his face, like he could read Foggy's nerves in Foggy's body. He didn't believe either of them had done this before, not with someone they'd known this long and well, someone they cared about this much. At least, he hadn't, and he hoped he wasn't presuming too much on Foggy's part. Foggy raised a hand to Matt's jaw, making contact with the tips of his fingers. Something sparked from those fragile points of touch, a something that Matt knew wasn't being picked up by any of his senses. It traveled straight down to his gut, prompting him to gasp. He had no time to awe over that electric something, though, because there was Foggy's breath on his lips, and then Foggy's lips on his lips, and any brain power the alcohol hadn't already decimated was gone, so far gone. Must have been a first-rate dream if it started this marvelously. Matt's hand found a fistful of Foggy's hair of its own accord. His other pressed against Foggy's back to scooch him in closer until his hips rested flush with Matt's own. Foggy murmured his approval in between kisses, one teasing at Matt's lower lip before it was followed up by another, more assertive press to his lips. Matt met his enthusiasm, barely letting one kiss finish properly before he'd start another, sloppy in the way he moved between angles, wanting a kiss from every perspective their mouths could manage. He'd waited far too long for this particular fantasy of his to come true to have any kind of self-control. Foggy pulled back to take a breath, and Matt traced the shell of his ear with a finger. The lightest tremor ran through Foggy's skin ahead of a wave of goosebumps. Matt followed the trail they made down his neck with his fingertips, and Foggy squirmed slightly on his lap in response. Matt wasn't sure which affected him more. The actual movements of Foggy's ass beckoningly close to his cock, or the proof of just how much Foggy was enjoying Matt's touch. Foggy's sweat, which had been half composed of alcohol, now carried instead the intoxicating overtones of arousal. Matt allowed his hand to fall, skimming Foggy's chest and the slight swell of his stomach, on the way down to the top of Foggy's thigh. With a sly sort of confidence, he walked it over to the bulge in Foggy's pants and settled it there, covering his zipper. Closing his eyes for a beat, he scratched a nail over the zipper's entwined teeth, savoring the hitch in Foggy's breath, the anticipation made palpable between them as he teased that inch of metal. Foggy grabbed Matt's face and ran his fingers along his jawline before kissing him again more insistently. Matt welcomed Foggy's tongue, let it slide in next to his as he sought other types of friction elsewhere. He rocked up Foggy's shirt to get at his back. He dug his fingers into Foggy's skin until he hit muscle, massaging him at individual points as he traveled upwards to his shoulders, where he gripped him tight. They broke their kiss to get Foggy's shirt out of the way, and Matt's followed. Taking advantage of the intermission, Foggy spoke. There was something I was doing in the dream. Matt shot him an inquisitive eyebrow. Have you been holding out on me now? I want the full experience if it's on offer. Show me, please. Take me into your dream with you. Okay, well, Foggy said, his heart stuttering in apprehension, as he took Matt's hand in his. He lifted it upwards towards his mouth, and Matt thought for one moment that he was about to receive a gentlemanly kiss, a butterfly-like brush against smooth skin, courtly in its restraint. Instead, Foggy lifted his index finger and enveloped it in the wet heat of his mouth, tongue crashing against Matt's yearning nerves. Foggy swirled his tongue around Matt's finger and then sucked back on it, dragging his teeth lightly over Matt's skin, and Matt shuddered. His stomach plunged the way it did sometimes when he swung on his billy club wire from too high a height, dizzy with the freefall before he caught himself. Only with it this time came a secondary shock that traveled straight to his cot. He gasped involuntarily and tried to reclaim some of his lost agency with a curled fist in Foggy's hair, but there was no controlling how embarrassingly hard he had gotten just from having his finger in Foggy's mouth. Foggy released Matt's finger. Without Foggy's lips around it, without the warmth of Foggy's mouth, the apartment air was a cool jolt of frisson down Matt's spine. And then? Matt asked. "Then I," Foggy said, and completed his sentence by bringing his face down to Matt's neck, kissing the sensitive skin there. The first tentative brush of Foggy's stubble tickled, and Matt giggled reflexively. Foggy pulled away, which was the last thing Matt wanted right now. He cupped the back of Foggy's head and pulled him back in, firmly this time. Foggy sucked on Matt's skin, nipping with his teeth, then lavishing with his tongue. His stubble scraped now, a delightful counterpoint to the wetness of his mouth. Matt moaned and tilted his head to better give Foggy a taut canvas with which to work. Foggy's hips, already flush with his, pressed down further, the skin of his belly against Matt's a joyously new sensation. Foggy's thighs tensed as he attempted to eliminate the already non-existent space between them. Matt pushed up, up into the hands clutching his shoulders, up into Foggy's mouth, his groin, into every part of Foggy that was touching him, holding him down. The fingers of Matt's hand, already cradling Foggy's skull, threaded through Foggy's soft hair. Not as long as it had been in college, but still long enough for him to wrap and wind his fingers in it. The spark between them zinged back and forth as they moved and shifted, hungry for each other. As Matt roved his free hand up and down Foggy's body, landing on Foggy's rear and squeezing. As Foggy dug his fingers into the muscles of Matt's arm, bruising in his enthusiasm. As Matt coaxed Foggy to lift his head and meet his lips anew. As they both sought more. More skin, more friction, more of everything. Inside the prison of his ribcage, Matt's heart thudded as it attempted escape. Escape so it could reside with the man in his lap. And in Foggy's, he could hear the beat of a matching rhythm, a matching try at escape. When he thought he might burst from the pleasure, Matt broke the kiss. Foggy chased him, trying to catch him, but stopped with Matt's panting of his name. Foggy was bright with heat to Matt's senses. His lips, a kiss-bitten beacon Matt could easily follow. But, "I don't want to come in my pants," Matt said plainly. "Oh, do you want to?" Whatever the second half of that sentence was, Matt did want to take off his pants, take off Foggy's pants, move themselves from this confining sofa to the bedroom. Anything Foggy wanted, Matt wanted too. What happened next in your dream? Foggy bit his lip, hesitating, and Matt ran his hands up then down Foggy's sides in a gesture meant to soothe. No matter what, they were still them, best friends, and anything they did tonight, and in the future, was adding on to that, not replacing it. Even if Matt was really, really eager for those added on things right now. He rocked his hips up into Foggy's equally eager and equally trapped direction, urging Foggy to continue speaking. "You fucked me." Matt's hands spasmed. He grabbed Foggy hard at the words, at the fantasy. Yes, that was what he wanted now too. Foggy's ass tight and hot around him. Foggy on top or under him, the position didn't matter so long as he could fuck Foggy. "Where were we? Did I fuck you like this, with you in my lap?" Matt asked, emboldened, wanting every detail of Foggy's dream he could get. "No," Foggy panted, shuddering. "In bed. We were in your bed. I was lying down, on my back." He brought his forehead to Matt's, the long strands of his hair tickling Matt's cheeks. His lower half moved as if on instinct, seeking friction, but his voice was serious when he asked, "Matt, are we really doing this? I don't want just some weird one-off fantasy wish fulfillment with you. I want..." Matt kissed him hard, cutting him off. "Yes, I want you to, and not just tonight. But please, Foggy." Matt groaned and squeezed Foggy's ass through the cloth that was cruelly separating him and it. "Okay. Okay, okay, okay," Foggy said, half to himself. But his voice was strong when he addressed Matt, its timbre deep and resonant, and continued, "Help me make my dream come true." Matt didn't want to separate for the short time it would take them to change locations, so he adjusted his hold on Foggy and asked Foggy to loop his arms around his neck. The move brought Foggy's lips to his ear, and the air currents from his breath swirled around the shell in a tease. "Now what?" he said, In a whisper loud enough to drown out the sounds outside this apartment trying to steal Matt's attention. Now, Matt had a plan, and wouldn't let himself be tempted into kissing Foggy just yet. He wiggled his toes against the short ply of his area rug, then firmed the planting of his feet, and heaved upwards to standing, in one long, smooth effort, taking Foggy with him. Foggy gasped, tightening his hold on Matt, and Matt took the first step of the short, but still too long to his sex and alcohol-addled brain, trek to the other room, with its bed. Walking took concentration to focus his senses enough so he didn't accidentally run them into a wall, even in the familiarity of his own apartment, and the way Foggy wrapped his legs around Matt wasn't helping. The bedroom reached, Matt loosened his grip on Foggy enough for him to slide his legs down until he stood beside Matt. It seemed imperative to kiss Foggy, now that he no longer had other concerns, like walking without dropping Foggy on his mind, and so he did, slipping his fingers under the waist of Foggy's pants and enjoying the way Foggy responded with a moan to the touch. When they broke apart, they shucked the rest of their clothes, throwing them in a pile next to Matt's hamper. Matt grabbed lube and a condom from his bedside drawer. Foggy clambered onto the bed, shoving Matt's sheets down with a swish of silk on silk. Matt climbed in after, following, pulling Foggy to him and laying beside him, sucking a kiss into Foggy's shoulder. The spot turned hot, hotter, as the capillaries under Foggy's skin burst and flooded the area with blood. Matt smiled at his handiwork even as he moved to a new spot, untouched skin calling to him to leave his mark there, and there, and there. Foggy squirmed under Matt's devotions. With each bruising kiss, Matt made physical manifestation of his adoration for what they were doing. What they were now gave him a new voice through which he could speak his adoration for Foggy. "Matt, please," Foggy pleaded. "Fuck me, please." Foggy thunked his fist against Matt's shoulder, and plastic dug into his skin. The corner of the bottle of lube, Matt realized. Foggy must have grabbed it while Matt had been fixing every inch of Foggy's skin with the stamp of what they were doing tonight. Matt gave Foggy's collarbone one last bite. "Your wish is my command." They rearranged themselves with Foggy directing Matt as to where he should be, kneeling between Foggy's thighs. Foggy's cock and balls enticingly close, and his ass only slightly further away. He coated the fingers of one hand with lube, and slid them from the tip of Foggy's cock down, taking a moment to play with his balls before continuing, until he found what he wanted. He teased Foggy's entrance with little circles, smearing the lube around, and asked how many fingers Foggy wanted. 2. And Matt gave Foggy what he'd asked for. Foggy was hot around his fingers, and Matt could smell the pre-cum leaking from the tip of his cock. His own cock twitched in eagerness as he breathed in Foggy's musk, but he couldn't yet. Foggy moaned, and threads strained as Foggy clutched at the sheets. It seemed Foggy was enjoying this, Matt playing with his ass as he worked his fingers in and out, in a pantomime of how, soon, he'd be fucking Foggy. Matt made note of Foggy's loudest moans, memorizing the hue of them in his ear. They were the hottest thing Matt had heard, and he craved more. Needed to find how loud Foggy could be. Needed to be the one to make Foggy scream. At the next draw out, Matt squirted more lube on his hand and paused, the tips of two fingers still in Foggy, with the tip of a third pressing against the edge of that ring of muscle in an unvoiced question. Foggy moved his head, his hair slipping across Matt's pillow. But Matt was too far gone to make sense of the motion, lingering alcohol muddying things, and only leaving room in his brain for his priorities, for the clench of Foggy around his fingers, and his want to feel that strength on his cock. "Is that a yes or a no?" he asked. "I can't tell. Foggy, what did I do in your dream?" "Neither. We skipped the prep and went straight to the fucking." "Oh." Matt leaned forward, eager, his fingers sinking in further. The third popped in unbidden as Matt stretched to reach Foggy's mouth and devour him. Foggy reciprocated with equal ardor. Every kiss felt like those first kisses, new and precious and as necessary as breathing. Foggy clung to Matt's shoulders as Matt explored Foggy, moving his fingers in and out while also darting in his tongue to flirt with Foggy's. Matt could have spent all day like this, unraveling Foggy with pleasure, were it not for his own desire for more. His cock hung heavy between his legs, aching with need. "Please tell me you're ready," he breathed against Foggy's lips. Foggy choked out a yes, and Matt swept his hands over the bed, trying to locate the condom. He couldn't find it. Why was such an essential object to the proceedings in such an easily mislaid package? But then there was a tearing sound, and Foggy was tapping the back of his hand with the condom packet he'd ripped partially open. Matt took it and fumbled it further open. He slid the condom over his cock and groaned. This was something he'd wanted for ages, and here he and Foggy were. They were making Foggy's dream a reality, but Matt's own dreams of the two of them together were also being made real. Foggy hooked his legs around Matt's hips and hitched himself into a comfortable position. Touching his fingertips to the side of Foggy's knee, Matt ran them up the delicate skin of Foggy's inner thigh until he reached what he was seeking and circled Foggy's rim. Foggy's hole clenched on air, eager for something to fill it. Keeping his fingers in place as a guide, a marking for him where to go, Matt pushed in. He could have found his way without that guide, but touch, feeling how Foggy stretched to accommodate him, was so much more fun. Inside Foggy, all Matt could feel was tight and hot. People were always warm to him, his thermoception as acute as his other senses, and the heat of a body stood out against the cool of moving air. But like this, Foggy was burning hot around him, with a heat that matched Matt's own scorching desire. Thank God for the condom and its prophylactic properties shielding him from the full sensory force of experiencing Foggy like this, because otherwise he feared he'd turned into a two-pump chump. And he didn't want things to be over so soon or risk disappointing Foggy by not living up to Foggy's dream version of him. Matt drew out slowly, then thrust back in with equally precise care and asked, "What was the pace?" "Huh?" Foggy's heels dug into the back of Matt's thighs, trying to pull Matt in closer, faster. "In your dream," Matt panted, not wanting to give in to Foggy's unspoken urging, not until he had the answer to his question. "How fast was I fucking you in your dream?" "Faster than this," Foggy implored. Matt slammed into Foggy, then did it again and again. "Yes, like that. Harder. More. Please." Matt surrendered his control and gave Foggy what they both wanted. Matt wasn't unfamiliar with sex, or even with anal sex, but sex with Foggy felt unfamiliar in a familiar way. A new path for them, but one grown out of the paths they'd walked together before now. The love bites Matt had left lit Foggy up, dozens of tiny flames drawing Matt in. Foggy was delectable, a temptation Matt hadn't been allowed to indulge in like this before now. And Matt's eagerness overwhelmed him as he thrust in and out of Foggy. Foggy kept up with Matt's pace, swearing encouragements that only drove Matt on. Matt gripped Foggy by the thighs and drew up Foggy's legs, wanting them at the perfect angle for fucking into him. Foggy's ass was good, maybe too good, even with the condom keeping him from feeling Foggy grip his cock directly. Foggy reached down and curled the fingers of one hand over Matt's. It wasn't a proper handhold because Matt was busy supporting Foggy as they fucked. Just Foggy's hand sweetly overlaid on his, but that didn't matter. Such a simple contact, innocent in comparison to the rest of their current actions, but it undid Matt. "Foggy, I'm gonna..." Foggy seemed to understand Matt's choked half-sentence because he fisted his own cock even as he tightened his grip on Matt's hand. Matt's senses clamored with everything he was taking in. Details piled up in Matt's mind, one atop the other, each attention-grabbing, until they spilled into a mess he couldn't entirely make sense of, only experience. The tang of Foggy's pre-cum filled his nose, and the slap of their bodies meeting along with their unthinking cries of pleasure filled his ears. The clasp where Foggy held his hand, together with the play of Foggy's muscles across his palms, grounded him. And all the while, the beat of Foggy's pulse echoed around his cock. And then, Foggy froze, his whole body tensing as his orgasm washed over him. Matt couldn't hold out anymore, didn't want to. He wanted to follow Foggy over that cliff's edge. He thrust in once more, as deeply as he could, and came. Pleasure, electric and overwhelming, seared away everything but the grasp of Foggy's ass around him and the clamp of Foggy's hand over his. When he was done, when he came back to the mundanity of his bedroom, wrung out and arms trembling because he was still holding Foggy up, he discovered that Foggy was patting his arm like he was a racehorse that had done well. Matt checked that Foggy was ready for him to pull out, did so, and slumped onto the bed. Cleaning up the mess left behind on them be damned for now, Matt slung an arm around Foggy and snuggled in close. He listened to Foggy's lungs as Foggy caught his breath, and to Foggy's heart as its rhythm returned to its usual steady beat. "I'm sorry," he mumbled, with his face smushed against Foggy's skin. Foggy made an affronted noise of confusion. When he didn't elaborate, Matt continued on, his words half muttered because he didn't have the energy to be fully coherent, too pleased with where he was and how he felt to muster up articulation. "I didn't ask how you came in your dream. Meant to, but I was distracted." "I didn't." Now it was Matt's turn for a grunted inquiry. "In my dream, I woke up before either of us could finish." This was better. "Because you got to finish?" Foggy hummed, considering. "No, not that." He yawned and squeezed Matt in a hug. "Because it wasn't a dream. It was real. You were real." Matt found he agreed with that sentiment. "I liked it better than any of my dreams, too." "Oh?" Foggy asked, carting his fingers through Matt's hair. "You've also had dreams of me and you? Fun dreams?" Matt smirked, remembering. "Mm-hmm, very fun." Foggy stilled, and while the skip in his heart and sharp intake of his breath was gratifying, Matt was less pleased that his contemplation of Matt's dreams meant he'd halted with his gentle playing of Matt's hair. "Didn't say you could stop," Matt mumbled, as he picked up and artlessly moved Foggy's hand like he wanted. Foggy chuckled and resumed his playing. Matt sighed, happy and relaxed. "You have to tell me one of your dreams later. It's not fair that we only acted out mine." Matt kissed Foggy's clavicle, the closest spot on Foggy's body he could reach, just to the left of one of the blossom bruises Matt had left on Foggy, in agreement. "True. It's the rule of law, we have to be fair. Maybe we shouldn't be impartial, though." Matt let his breath even out as sleep claimed him. Foggy's fingers slowed, then stopped as sleep did the same to him. They were messy, their muscles worn out, and they needed to clean up, but that, Matt decided, could wait until they'd enjoyed a short nap. After all, Matt needed to dream up something special to act out next with Foggy. The end. Thank you for listening.